There you go, pop up. You ready?
Mike Johnson in the Town Center, Cherry Hill, 606 Cherry Hill. Salmon cakes here, baby. Tilapia.
See your nice, pretty crab cake, Miss Collins.
Thank you.
14 straight years, 7 days a week, never miss a day. That's hard. How many people do that at y'all?
You see how pretty it looks? Put the top on.
I learned that watching. I watched Martha Stewart at night.
So you get your cooking tips from Martha Stewart?
I watch her. I love watching her. She helps me out here to do some, you know, stuff here. Like the grilled chicken and stuff like that. Cheese steak. Now you see the way I chop. You're getting to taste all the steak. When you just put one slice like this, one whole slice, you're not gonna taste the ingredients. So I learned that from Martha Stewart, see? And I've been cooking a long time, so you see how I look? You see how that look? Cheese just right. See that? See? So I want to make sure the customer come back and get another or something else.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you again.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
That was easy, wasn't it? See? That right there, that's going to let her know she know where to come back and get her. Yep.
Mike Johnson of Delicia's Restaurant on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road, talking with Out of the Blocks field producer Melissa Gear. We are back on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road with Melissa this episode. More voices to hear, more stories to share. I'm Aaron Hankin, I'm your host. Wendell Patrick provides an original musical score for WYPR and PRX. It's Out of the Blocks, stories hidden in plain sight on the streets of Baltimore.
This is 600 Cherry Hill Road.
We have our own community here of people. It's like no other neighborhood. We rich.
Raised in Cherry Hill. There ain't nothing else you can say. Rich.
Oh, we rich.
We only had one road into Cherry Hill where you can just go completely, and that was Cherry Hill Road. And back in the day, I'm gonna say like in 54, we used to have to walk out of Cherry Hill just to get on the light rail to go across town. Because we had streetcars. We didn't have light rail, we had the streetcars where you had to walk out of Cherry Hill. Yeah, you ain't had no buses or none of that coming through here. But yeah, but I've been out here since 53, so. My name is Tim Gasque, G-A-S-Q-U-E.
So you've been here since 53, so that's 60.
Yeah, there you go, yeah, there you go, 65.
Yeah. No way, yeah. Wow, that's hard to believe. Yeah. So what, in 65 years, what have you seen or experienced that surprised you the most?
Just life general, how it changed over, you know what I mean? The youth generation nowadays is different from our generation, you know what I mean? Because we more or less was raised in the churches, and a lot of youth nowadays don't even know about the church. You know, so that's our main goal right here now, just to try to get them in the church, you know what I mean? Because that's what I am, I'm a deacon in the church. Yes.
Which church?
First Baptist Church of Cherry Hill. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? That's my goal when I be out here walking the streets every day.
Are your kids still here in church?
Well, I had a son that was killed in 92, a child molester up in Emerson Village. The little boy they found behind the shed, Michael Sean Gaskew. Yeah, that was my baby. Yeah, so, you know what I mean? But life goes on, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, got to live for it. I got more kids than him, so, and he was the baby. So, yeah.
And now you have even more kids, technically, if you're influencing.
Right, yeah, I have a lot of them that call me dad or unk, you know what I mean? Yeah, they give me respect. Yeah. And you got to respect them, you know, give them their room and let them do what they need to do, try to find out where they want to go. Because we can't always tell them to stop something. We need to find out what's going on with them. Why they ain't ticking the way we want them to tick, you know what I mean? Why, yeah, so, hey, what's going on in your house? Then we need to get you out of your house, you know what I mean? Because we don't know. So much stuff goes on today. And so, hey, that's what I do.
$4.50, please. Last one.
This is a grocery store, you know. We're selling like a soda, snacks, chips. Soon we're gonna open the deli. We're gonna carry the food, sandwich, you know, gyro, wraps, you know, all kind of salad. My name is Murad Al Jaboubi. My store is in Cherry Hill Mart, 661 Cherry Hill Road. I'm from Yemen. I came to the United States in 2007. I came to study. I finished my college back home. I'm a lawyer. And I came here, I say I'm gonna take the master, but I stopped study, you know, I have a lot of, you know, things to do. So especially here in America, if I don't work, it's hard to do it. And I start with the business. I continue with the business. I have a lot of things. I have family. I have, you know, big family. I have to take care of them. I have two kids, my mom, my sisters, brothers, big family. This time is hard back home. You know, almost now 2 years, worse in Yemen. No electric, no gas, no nothing. Nothing. You cannot imagine. How the people life, I don't know, that's God help them. Yeah.
And you said that you're trying to get your wife and children here?
Yeah, I'm trying. I apply for that, you know, but now it's the travel is hard from Yemen to any country. Yeah. My son is 12 years. My daughter, she's almost 11 years.
When was the last time you saw them?
It's almost 3.5 years. It's hard for me. I wish they came in. You know, what are we gonna do?
How about the shorty of that flesh?
The peach margarita.
6-pack of Yinglings, please. 6-pack of Yinglings.
My name is Amy Lee. And I'm working in the Cherry Hill Liquor.
So where are you originally from?
Korea.
When did you come to Maryland?
1978. I come with my parents. I graduated middle school and high school here. After high school, yeah, I work. Work all the time. We open 12 hours a day. 6 days. When we come first time, we are fighting a lot because, you know, it's everybody, you come here, you know, just make a money from us, you know? So that's why we started put us our own cookout.
Wait, Cherry Hill Liquor has a cookout?
Yeah, every year, cookout. Come on, everybody, you know, come here.
How many people show up?
Whole neighbor. And a whole bunch on the all together. We have dancing, everything for here one day.
So you're trying to give back to the community?
Uh-huh. They're like real friendly.
Give me some ice. One more now. Today, down we go. Down we go.
Amy Lee at Cherry Hill Liquor talking with field producer Melissa Gear. It's Out of the Blocks, 600 Cherry Hill Road. So one of the interesting things about this block, 600 Cherry Hill Road, is that one entire side of the street is really just sort of like a giant shopping plaza, right?
Yes, and a lot of takeout places. Some of them are just little teeny tiny walk-in, but everything is pretty fried. And it's kind of interesting, or maybe perfectly placed, that there is a WIC office there, Women, Infants, and Children. And what I knew of WIC offices was a place where people could go to get stamps to augment their income and to buy fresh foods. What I learned was something really different.
My name is Annette Duvall, and I work at the Johns Hopkins University WIC program. 634 Cherry Hill Road is our office. I would say we see at least 20-something people a day. They come in, they sign in at the front desk, and we'll do their health assessments. We'll talk to them about nutrition, and we'll find out what their nutritional need is. If they had what we call a high-risk nutritional need, we refer them to our senior nutritionist, and she takes it from there to help them out.
My name is Dr. Claudette Welch, and I am the senior nutritionist manager with the Johns Hopkins WIC program at Cherry Hill. The WIC program is a federally funded supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Working here at Cherry Hill has been a challenging experience in the sense that we're a supplemental food program, yes, but the neighborhood does not have a lot of places where clients can actually buy the supplemental food. And in order to get those foods, a lot of them have to travel outside of Cherry Hill. Yeah. I know that's a challenge for many of our clients.
I want some seasoned salt and some hot sauce on the chicken. Can I have some more seasoned salt though, please? Thank you.
The former owner, before I took over, got shot in this store. Actually, right at this spot. But, you know, since then, there's no, anything dangerous.
Can I have a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Four wings, Western fries.
Butter, toast, and jelly.
My name is David Kim. We're called Cherry Hill Carryout. 603 Cherry Hill Road.
What is it about this that you love, or what works for you about being...
I don't love, I hate it. You know, I mean, we work to survive, you know. A lot of the people think that we make a lot of money, you know, but there's so much payments, you know, the rent, the taxes, the, you know, the permits, and after that, you know, we barely survive. Actually, my grandfather, he was a four-time senator, and he was a Supreme Justice in Korea. And when the President Park took over, the military coup, he kicked out all the old politicians, and it was all military regime. You know, the former president right now that got kicked out, Korean lady president, it was her father's regime. And my grandfather, the other party was trying to recruit him to, you know, the party, and he denied. So they created a murder rap on my father, but he got out of it because he had a witness that, you know, it wasn't him. So the next day, all his three sons immigrated to the United States, which is my father is the first son and my two uncles. My father came here in 1958 when I was 3 years old. We lived with our grandparents till 1966, and then we joined our parents, my sister and I. We had a tag in our neck, got on a plane and came to Dulles Airport. And I've been stuck here since 1966, so I guess I lived here 51 years. So we had really had no choice.
Hello, Cherry Hill. Two chicken fillet sandwich. You want cheese? What do you want on it?
All right. Okay, thank you. Bye.
David Kim at Cherry Hill Carryout. So we have dropped in at a lot of different places on this block, the 600 block at Cherry Hill Road. There is one spot we've not visited yet, although we're going to get there now, and that is the Cherry Hill branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library.
I come to a library about once to twice a week. I read a lot of romance novels. I do read a little bit of mystery, but mostly just romance novels. I'm Megan Eccles. I'm at the Cherry Hill Enoch Pratt Free Library. My mom was actually a big reader when I was younger. Daniel Steele was one of her favorites. And just the smell of it, I guess, brings back childhood memories. The smell, the love of the library smell, the book smell. It just has a distinct smell that makes you feel comfortable. I have 8 children. I have a 14-year-old boy, a 12-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl, a 9-year-old girl, a 7-year-old girl, a 5-year-old boy, a 3-year-old boy, and an 8-month-old boy. Because I have such a big family, we don't have a lot of money. So the library is, you know, a great place for us to go, you know, and it's a great family thing. It can keep us connected. And it's really important for us to be together. Like I said, we don't have a lot of money. We can always do a lot of things. So reading together is one of the big things that we actually do do. I mean, they like the computer. They like their games and stuff like that. But I always taught them that if you read, you can, you know, live differently. You can live vicariously through a book and live a different life through somebody else's story.
Ginger Mosley, Circulation Supervisor at the Enoch Pratt Cherry Hill Branch. The circulation manager or supervisor oversees the circulation like library cards, inputting information, making sure everybody has what they need when they come in. So we put on many hats.
1, 2.
Jeremy Size is a fitness program that I teach here at the branch. Wednesdays and Thursdays is free of charge because Pratt fits the bill. What happened was I was bigger than what I was. I went from a size 13 to a 4.
Tippy toes out 20 times. Ready? 1, 2.
So people noticed the change. They saw me, you know, making this transformation. So I got my certification, and my manager said, "Why don't you teach?" You know, people, you know, 15, what you did since 16, they asked me, 17, and she gave me the okay, and she supported me.
20, we're going to sidestep 20 times.
And
1,
it took off.
2, 3,
my name
4,
is Doris
5,
Suber.
6, 7,
I want to trim
8,
this waistline
9,
down, and I have huge arms that just makes it difficult for me to wear one size, you know? So I want to get them toned down and, you know, a little smaller so that if I wear a 14, I can get in a 14 completely.
We do weight training. We do boxing. We do cross training. So whatever the people need, I cater to them.
So that must really break up your day as a librarian.
Yes, it does. It does. It breaks my day up, and then I go back and I sit and do the normal.
Librarian and Jammer Size instructor Ginger Mosley on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road, talking with Out of the Blocks field producer Melissa Gear. Melissa, thank you for bringing us the story of the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road. You did it beautifully.
Thank you very much.
Out of the Blocks is a production of WYPR in Baltimore and PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. You can check out portraits of the people we met on this block at WYPR.org/out of the blocks. My co-producer Wendell Patrick is the photographer who takes those portraits. He is also the man behind the original musical score in this episode. I want to say thank you to Wendell, thank you to Melissa, and thank you to everyone on the 600 block of Cherry Hill Road who took a leap of faith and shared their stories and their lives. We're going to catch you again in a couple of weeks on our next episode. That's when we'll head about as far away from Cherry Hill as you can get and still be in Baltimore City, 7200 Hartford Road. That's in Northeast Baltimore's Parkville neighborhood. That block is home, among other things, to the mixed martial arts gym, American Muay Thai.
you walk into the ring and all of a sudden it's like you wake up and you're standing in the middle of traffic, and like the only way you get out of this alive is if you hurt somebody.
Till the next time, I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening. Out of the Blocks is supported by grant funding from lots of good folks here in Baltimore. They include the Cohen Opportunity Fund, the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund, Sig and Barbara Shapiro, Patricia and Mark Joseph, Jonathan Melnick, the Andy and Sana Brooks Family Foundation, the Hofberger Foundation, Associated Jewish Charities, the John J. Leidy Foundation, the Kenneth S. Batty Charitable Trust, and the MuseWeb Foundation.